Welcome back to The People Show. Josh Elliott-Wolf, Dominic Tremati, filling in for Bick Nizar, who is, he's here for post games, and he's here for, I think he's back on Friday.
Yeah, he's back on the 5th.
He's got some family in town.
He's so hosting.
He's taking some time off.
In a different way.
And so, we'll be here until Thursday, and then on Friday, Bick will take back over. I did say we would get into some text, 650-650. Dunbar Lumber text line. So a few things. So we were talking about Elias Pettersson. We were talking about, you know, the Canucks record in March. We were going over a lot of topics because it's the T and it was the weekend. So we had a lot to get into, including Dakota Joshua as well, who had a really, really big game yesterday. I think against the Stars, he was also one of their best players. This one from Torgi. Do you guys remember when Joshua had the stone hands at the beginning of the season?
Sure do.
It's crazy to see where he has taken his game. And that's why I wonder how much more there is to give. And that's why I'd really like to see him on power play one. Mm-hmm. As a net front guy, I think he can be really effective there. And maybe in the top six.
I love that line with Miller. Garland and Joshua.
I thought it was really good, but
that's
as a
power line.
As I said, I just don't know if that's the best way to sort out your lines. And that's why I'm like,
that's
hey,
your top line.
It is with how it was playing yesterday. Yeah. But I just don't know if that's the I just worry that leaves your bottom six a little too depleted.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, maybe they get Lindholm back and there's some better options there. 650-650. Dunbar Lumber text
By the way,
line.
A lot of people picking Tuna over Big Turk, but there's one gentleman unsigned, looks from like from the island of the interior. Buddy, it's Big Turk over Tuna 1 million times over.
Definitely.
I don't know.
I'm just like, it also just depends. I feel like tuna is a food where people are polarized. You know what I mean?
It's divisive.
It's like it's the Elias Pettersson of foods.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Some people love it. Some people hate it. Yeah. That's how it goes.
You want steak, you got tuna. You know?
It happens.
Yeah.
But sometimes you really want the tuna.
This one, unsigned. Sign your text. If Demko is done, should the team bring up Tolopilo for a game? It has been done before.
Jordan Binnington and even Demko in the bubble.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's like I have more confidence.
Casey's doing well.
Yeah.
Seelovs yesterday, other than the one goal on the short side.
That was pretty bad. I kind of blame Hronek on that a little bit, too.
Of course you do. You hate Hronek.
I have an issue
you have
with
it
how,
out. You have it out for Philip.
I have an
I
issue with how he played that defensively. Yeah. I don't have it out for Hronek. I would say I have it less out for
when
Hronek.
When I think Josh Elliott-Wolf, I think anti-Hronek set of sentiments.
That's the first thing you think
yeah,
of?
Yeah, you're a big anti-Hronek guy. You want him out. You wanted to sell him at the deadline.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't.
Okay. 650-650, Dunbar Lumber text line. Keep those texts coming in. And the main reason for the Tolopilo thing, by the way, is realistically, are you going to trust him more than Shelovs or trust him more than DeSmith? The answer is no at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep rolling with those two if you have to. But it sounds like everything we're hearing from the Canucks is that they're not concerned that this Demko injury is going to drag on longer than they've anticipated. So he's probably going to get his 2 to 3 games before the end of the season and be good to go for the playoffs.
I wanted to ask them this in the huddle yesterday, but I didn't have the cojones to speak up. I wonder how much the division is a priority for this team right now.
So,
because when you hear them talk, it's playoffs, 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 playoffs. No mention of the division. No mention of Edmonton nipping at their heels. No mention of seeding. Like, it doesn't come up.
I think their mindset is probably like, hey, take care of what we have to take care of in terms of just win your games, and it's all going to sort itself out. That's what I assume the answer would be, you know? Like, if you...
I think that's odd, though.
Like they control their own destiny.
They do, but if you're a team like the Canucks, and, you know, the mentality is to win,
yeah,
then you should be hungry to win a division. That should be the next logical thing on the board that you're focused on. Don't even worry about the playoffs.
I think they are.
Take your mind off the playoffs at this point. Just
playoffs?
Thank you. Just go after the division.
But that's what they're doing. Like they're trying to get ready for the playoffs by winning games.
But all
and naturally, they're just going to win
the
division.
The whole conversation, though, just seems to be centered around the playoffs.
Because they, like we were talking about it last segment, they're not playing at a playoff-ready pace.
But how do you?
And so that's
how do you
more
increase your
than
intensity every day? You give yourself something in this moment to play for, and now that you don't have to play for the playoffs, that's signed, sealed, and delivered. What's the next thing to motivate you? Should be to win the division.
I don't like. Hey, maybe
I just want to hear it more.
Okay.
I want to hear it more.
So all you want is the confirmation.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
It just seems it from just from an outside perspective, being in the scrum, listening to how they're talking. No media asking about it, at least from what I've seen. Like, it just feels like that's not top of mind, and that I find that to be odd. I could be way off, but that's just my feeling.
I also wonder if it's just because they look at the standings and they're like, 6 points up on Edmonton.
Yeah, but are you? They have two games in hand.
Sure, but...
You're really 2 points up on Edmonton, and you have to play them.
Because they always win the games in the hand. That's how this
exactly.
works. That's how this works.
That's how this works.
650, 650.
Those are auto wins.
Keep those texts coming in. So, speaking of playoffs, one thing we wanted to
Victor
talk about today. What about Victor?
He could have hit it.
Oh.
That's
playoffs?
There you go.
Speaking of playoffs, one thing we wanted to talk about today was something Elliot Friedman mentioned on 32 Thoughts.
Yes.
The podcast. About potentially the league expanding the playoffs.
Yes.
And
before expansion. That's key here.
Yes.
Because across the league, it is not well known, but everyone's guessing that when this team eventually goes to 34 teams, that they will add two playoff teams so that half the teams make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
That's not what we're talking about here. Elliot yesterday mentioning that he wants to see a play-in style tournament a la the NBA.
Yep.
And I couldn't agree with him more.
Oh, I agree too. I thought we were going to have a debate over this.
Oh,
ah, nuts.
Anyway, furthermore, look at what happened in Major League Baseball.
They added
a wild card team.
And it got worse.
It got better.
Nah, disagree.
2022. It 2022? 2022, Phillies were the last team in.
Mm-hmm.
Made a giant run to the World Series.
You have heavy bias.
It's
in this
good. No, hold on. It's good for gate.
Sure, that's
it's
the whole
good
reason.
Good for narratives. It adds revenue. There is no like, other than the integrity of the game. I can't see a single reason why you wouldn't do this. Another perfect example of like, of why doing this would be good. Miami Heat, same thing. Play-in team. Make a run to the finals. Now they lose.
To your Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Nuggets fan. Sorry, guys.
Another perfect example. That team's not in the playoffs if there is no play-in tournament.
So
if there's no expanded playoffs. And furthermore, Furthermore. In a gate-driven league like the NHL, where it costs $280 just to get in the door, for a playoff game in Vancouver, that adds revenue to your league. That adds income.
Well, that's what they're going to do. That would be the reason they would do it.
And as Elliot brought up yesterday, what happens when more money flows into the league? Cap goes up.
Mm-hmm. Look, and the people that are disagreeing with it are the ones that are like, you already have 16 teams make the playoffs. Like, you don't need to dilute it even more. I think that some of the best playoff, if you want to call it, playoff games that we've seen in the NBA have come from the play-in series. You mentioned baseball expanding their playoffs. I think that's been bad for their postseason. I think baseball used to have the best playoff
system. They still do.
I don't think they do.
What are you talking about?
It used to be
explain yourself. I'm listening. Mic's off.
So 10 teams used to make the postseason. In Major League Baseball, right? The division winners and two wildcard teams. The two wildcard teams would play a one-game series, I guess. They would play one game to determine who moves on. that was always like an amazing game. I think back to the Blue Jays playing the Orioles in 2016, Edwin Encarnacion hitting the home run and or the walk-off home run. It was wonderful. And the way I viewed it as is baseball made it a priority to like, hey, the elite of the elite make the postseason. You have to win your division or you have to be the two next best teams to make it. And now they've expanded it to 14 teams in total make the playoffs. And I just don't think it's been as good. Maybe it's because they don't have the one game wild card round anymore.
It's because the Blue Jays have lost.
It's not because of that.
It's because they keep losing and there's no good stories for Josh to follow. And he blames the format.
I don't love the way you're speaking into the
mic. Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
I think the...
Be honest, if the Jays made a run, starting from the wild card, you would have a different view on this.
Honestly, no.
Come on!
I don't like the way the playoffs are set up in baseball right now. It's fine.
So you would rather have four teams make the playoffs?
I would rather have 10 teams make the playoffs. There's like a limit on both sides. And I'm not saying it's like bad for baseball or anything. I just used to enjoy the playoffs.
So now explain to me why you think it's good for hockey.
I think it's good for hockey because we've seen it in basketball work really well. And like I said, those have been some of the most exciting playoff games. And realistically, okay, this year, I would say there's a big divide between 9th and 8th in Major League Baseball. Or sorry, in the Western Conference of the NHL. Like the St. Louis Blues are nowhere near as good as the LA Kings.
No,
in my opinion.
The East.
And in that's what I'm getting at. In the East, it's, hey, you got the Flyers are there, the Capitals are there, the Red Wings Islanders.
It's a turtle derby.
None of those teams are amazing, but I also just don't think any of them are, like, better than the others.
But pit them against each other in a one-game playoff.
It would be
electric.
Incredibly entertaining. Make it a best of three.
No. No.
Well, or just, like, copy exactly what the NBA does.
Yes.
And that's fine. I'm okay with
that. I want single elimination play-in tournament hockey.
I think
that would be the best.
And the other benefit that comes with it, the teams that win their division or don't come
get 5 days off.
You get 5 days off. We're talking about it with the Canucks right now. It's like, oh man, they're only going to have 2 days off potentially before the postseason starts.
You can go to Vegas, have a bomb vacation, and still make it back in time for playoffs.
You could. I'm definitely in favor of expanding the playoffs.
Yeah.
And all it would do,
it adds money, it adds excitement, more cities would be invested. Where's the downside? Tell me. Somebody text me 650-650. Someone said, I don't want to see St. Louis in the playoffs. Then don't watch St. Louis. But if the Canucks were in a play-in game, you would watch.
Mm-hmm. So what I will say, and this is the text, Madam Pomo, play-in tourney, we don't need St. Louis. Make the playoffs a real achievement.
It is.
Is there, it, would
it
you?
It still would be.
Yeah.
And then making, okay, let's say you do adopt the NBA style play-in tournament. Making the top six in your conference
is even more.
And the top three in your division is even more of an achievement.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I come to it is like, hey, this makes seeding up higher even more important.
Yes.
And it becomes more of a fight of like, do you think Toronto and Tampa Bay right now are really worried about fighting for third in the wild card? Like, not particularly.
No.
It's either Florida or you're playing one of Boston or the Rangers.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, whatever. It's going to be a hard competition anyway. It sucks, and you want to win as many games as possible.
Yeah.
But they're not fighting for position. If there was a play-in, they're like, oh, man, we can't fall into the play-in.
No.
You have to come in sixth.
Because what could happen in a one-game playoff?
Anything.
Thank
anything.
You. Anything.
Anything could happen. But what I will say, the more important thing they need to bring back, 1-8 seeding in terms of your playoff matchup. And you can have you can have the play-in still.
I disagree.
Why do you disagree?
Love divisional playoffs.
The reason for it was to create rivalries.
And it has.
Right? It has not. What rivalries have we seen?
It's just because
name
the Canucks have
been in the
playoffs.
Name
that's
one rivalry.
Reason.
So the Canucks are the only team that can have a rivalry?
Boston, Toronto.
They already hated each other.
They hate each other more now.
Not particularly. Like, it would have happened if they naturally played
Tampa,
against each other in
Florida.
The playoffs. They're in the same state. They already hate each other, too. Good teams playing against good teams in the postseason create rivalries.
Vegas,
We would have never had Chicago, Vancouver as a rivalry with this system. And that would be a
no. We would have just had it.
That would be
a different. System.
That would be a crime against
rivalry.
Hockey. No, because you get used to playing that team so often in the regular season. You play them 4 times, and you're like, "Hey, you know how that team plays in the postseason."
You would just, Josh. You would just replace Chicago with Vegas, or Chicago with Edmonton.
So,
or Chicago with one day, hopefully, Seattle.
L.A. and Edmonton played last year. They're probably going to play again this year.
There's a good one.
Or
Edmonton and Vegas hate each other.
Yeah, but like they would hate each other anyway. You're still gonna get these matchups in the post. So
you just said you wouldn't.
Let's go through it.
In one breath, Josh, you can't in one breath say you wouldn't get Chicago, and in the next breath say, oh, but you still would get Chicago. You wouldn't.
You wouldn't get Chicago. You would still get some interdivision matchups, is what I'm saying. But you wouldn't get the matchups across division. You wouldn't get Vancouver, Chicago, but you would still have a good chance of getting Edmonton, Vegas, or Edmonton, LA. But this negates the chance of the Canucks playing anybody unless they win the division from the Central Division. And even then, it's like,
That's okay.
That's the bad team from
the
Central.
I would rather play teams in the Pacific.
So let me go through this right now. What do you think is more exciting in the Western Conference? Right now, if the playoffs were to start, the Dallas Stars would be playing against the LA Kings.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good matchup. Mm. The Vancouver Canucks.
Kings are boring.
So the Vancouver Canucks right now have the tiebreaker.
Play Nashville.
So they would play Nashville. And then Colorado would play Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the tiebreaker didn't matter. Sorry. Colorado would play Winnipeg. Yep. Edmonton would play Vegas.
Oh,
baby. Those are good series. I'm not disputing that those aren't good series. What I would rather see, though, in the 1-8 system would be Dallas playing LA, the same. Vancouver playing Nashville, the same. Vancouver playing Vegas, which I think from an objective point of view is more exciting than Vancouver playing Nashville, even if you're a Canucks fan and you don't want to see it. Colorado would play Nashville, and Edmonton would play Winnipeg,
mm-hmm.
which I think would be a lot of fun. And then you go into the next round, you have reseeding, like one plays whatever the... If Dallas wins, they play whatever the lowest seed is.
No, man.
I just think the first two rounds.
How are you going to... Hold on. Time out.
Mm-hmm.
You just bold-faced looked into my eyes and said you would rather watch Edmonton play Winnipeg than watch Edmonton play Vegas at full strength. What are you talking about, bro? How does that make any sense?
The overall series, all four of them, would be just a better overall experience.
No.
I'm not saying, hey, some series might end up being better than other ones in each matchup. I just think that the first two rounds of the playoffs lately in hockey have not been as good as they were a decade ago.
Take Dallas
or
and
whenever they adopted the
take
system.
Take Dallas and LA off the table right now. Every other series in the West is electric.
You think Vancouver and Nashville is going to be electric?
Yes. Nashville's one of the hottest teams in the NHL, and we love the Canucks, so we're going to watch and be invested.
Do you think it would be less electric, though, than Colorado-Nashville? Like, is there a huge difference there? And Vancouver-Vegas? I'm not, like, any playoff series is always going to be like, hey, this is must-watch hockey.
Yeah, but
it's going to be entertaining.
How it's currently constructed, you've got 3 banger series.
But going back to the original point, this was all meant to create rivalries. And I don't think we've seen this like uptick in teams that hate each other like we saw pre when it was 1-8.
How many teams hate each other before?
Like often. We've seen it in Vancouver. Like
this,
Vancouver hated
this
Chicago.
This same amount of teams still hate each other. I just went through it with you.
Do you think that like I
Florida
I think
hates Tampa. Washington still hates the Flyers. Washington still hates the Penguins. Toronto still hates Boston.
But
the Rangers still hate the Islanders. They still hate New Jersey.
Those
and
rivalries?
If I go out west, hold on. If I go out west, Vegas still hates Edmonton. The Avs probably still hate Dallas. Like, there's still rivalries here. Like, you're trying to fix something that's not broken.
These rivalries just aren't what they used to
because
be.
Because you're not in the market.
I don't know, man.
It's different now.
I think there just used to be more hate in the league. And that's what I want to bring back.
Well, yeah, but
that's what I want to bring back.
That's because players used to be different. It's everyone's buddy-buddy now.
650-650, Dunbar Lumber Text
Anyway,
line.
Expand the playoffs.
Okay, we can agree on that. We can agree on that. Expanding playoffs is, 650-650, Dunbar Lumber Text Line.
Did you
make playoffs best versus worst regardless of conference?
No.
That's an idea. I don't know if I love it.
No.
This one, as long as it doesn't push the final into July, we can all agree on that. But I don't think like playoffs go that long anyway. It would just take a few extra days, and it's okay.
Jordan and Langley. Dom is Drance level annoying, but not smart like Drance. My God, stay in your lane. You're a producer. Well,
hey.
I do produce 32 Thoughts.
I've heard you do that.
Yeah. What the hell is Josh Elliott Wolf on? That's signed, is unsigned text. Sign your text.
Jordan and Langley. Winnipeg beat them in the playoffs a few years ago. Hellebuck versus McDavid. That is elite versus elite, and we only get that with 1 through 8. Or they would have to meet in the conference final.
Ooh.
The conference
final. God forbid
final.
A conference final with two good elite
if
teams.
If they make it there. Or we could have it in the first round.
We got to go. Reach is going to scream at you.
Okay, keep those texts coming in. 650, 650, Dunbar Lumber text line. We'll end with this. It agrees with me. Last year, opening two rounds sucked. Let's try to make them better. 1 through 8. Bring it back.
I agree, brother.
That's all I'm on.
I agree. Okay.
Anyway, that was the People Show. Thanks Tuesday, to everyone texting in and listening. This has been the People Show. Coming up next, Canuck Central. Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah. Thanks to Victor as well. Thanks to Dom, my co-host. I have been Josh Elliott Wolf. This has been the People Show on Sportsnet 650.
Hey, it's Mike Halford
and Jason Brough.
Join us for Halford and Brough in the Morning weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. on Sportsnet 650.
Or on demand anytime through your favorite podcast app.